This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Father, we thank you today for this day that you have made. Indeed, we rejoice and are glad in it. Lord, we bless and praise you, Lord, and thank you for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We thank you for your peace and your joy that passes all understanding, Lord God, and truly your love that passes all knowledge. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, hallelujah, that endures forever. And we pray you continue to lead and guide us. And Lord Jesus, we pray by your most Holy Spirit that you pour out your word into your servant and let it overflow into the hearts, into the hearing, that is, to the knowing and understanding, to all that desire and to that hunger and thirst, Lord God, for your righteousness, for your glory, we pray and bless you, Lord God, and thank you in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we pray and bless you, Lord God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 5, verse 25, you'll find these words. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Amen. Now, as we move on and as we move into John 10 and over in there, and I'm sure you're familiar with that familiar scripture, that text that says, I have come to give them life and that more abundantly. Hallelujah. What is this matter of life that he's talking about? Well, you know, when he exhorted us in John over here, we'll just jump over there in John 10 and 10. And that B part, that I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Well, you know, the folks that he was talking to at that particular time, well they were already breathing, and they were already, you know, seeing and already what we call living. They had life. Well, is that the life that he was talking about? Well, obviously not. You know, we need to sometimes just maybe stop and think about what the Lord is saying to us. You know, when the Lord warned Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis that the day that they eat of the knowledge of the tree, eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that they will surely die. Well, you know, as the enemy told them, as Satan kind of alluded to or kind of talked about, you won't surely die. Well, see, he offered that same mix of that same context, if you will, the same connotation. Well, you know, you won't stop breathing. You won't stop walking. You know, you won't stop living. But yes, you will, is what God was saying. You will not have life as you know it now, Adam and Eve. You won't, your spirit will die. You won't be any longer. That thing that you were created in, and my image and likeness, will depart from you. Hallelujah. When you sin against me. Hallelujah. Amen. And so as a result, man, the spirit part of man, because we are spirit, soul, and body, that spirit part of our triune being, it died. Amen. And though we were breathing, and though we were moving, and though we were living and had a form of life, when it comes to this matter of life that the Lord is talking about here, hallelujah, eternal life, life everlasting, hallelujah, then no. That's why he was saying the hour is coming, and now is. Right now, as he was speaking, when the dead, what dead? Those that were dead in spirit. Those that were standing right before them that had not been born again, that had not been quickened, had not been regenerated, hallelujah, had not been quickened by the Holy Spirit into that life that what we had lost in the fall in the garden, hallelujah. That being that we were, hallelujah, in our created state. Amen. Before we were even made from the dust of the earth, when God said, let us create them in our image and likeness. Well, does God have up to the advent of first advent of Christ? Did he have flesh and bones? No. Does God the Father have flesh and bones now? No, he does not. He is a spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when we were created, amen, when God said, let there be, he created us in that image and likeness. Well, I don't have time to develop that thought and go into it, but I pray it sow a seed in your spirit, man, you that are alive in Christ Jesus, that you go and seek the Holy Spirit to minister you to you more concerning that matter. Amen. And then maybe somewhere down the road, we will dig into that a little more. But for the sake of time and for the sake of our study, suffice it to say that the Lord was speaking of this life. Hallelujah. This life. And then back over in John 10:10, not only did he say that he came to give us that life, to restore us, to quicken us again to that life, but he had something else prepared for us. He had even a greater work, because God is never satisfied to just do just enough. He always does exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. He is just that kind of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God that he is some kind of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And because the essence of, as I'll say it once and I'll say it again, every opportunity I get, is that he be glorified. Hallelujah. That no one can say, well, I did this or I did that. So out of my discipline and out of my intelligence and out of my whatever, my IQ or my culture, my heritage or my gender or whatever, that we'll be able to stand before God and say it is out of my works that I am standing before you. It's my works and my gift and my talent and my ability that have gotten me to stand before you. No, 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 no. By grace are you saved through faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is God doing all the work. Hallelujah. It is God's unmerited favor toward us. And we live in an age now that God has said, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Because God looked back. Amen. From Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and when Israel, hallelujah, sinned against God and stiffened their heart and their heart toward him and turned it back, God concluded that all were under sin, because God had raised a whole nation of people specifically for his glory and called them by his name, hallelujah, and blessed them. And even at that, hallelujah, they turned their heart from him and went a whoring after other gods. Oh Lord. And so God concluded that all were under sin. Amen. Amen. And that is the matter that Paul is addressing in the book of Romans, as he begins that great thesis and great revelation of knowledge in the book of Romans concerning the state of being of man. Amen. And so our Lord is saying here back in our text, John 5:25, that the dead, hallelujah, that they who are beheld his glory, beheld him then, hallelujah, and shall hear the voice of the Son of God, that they may hear, that they may know and understand, hallelujah, and shall live, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For as the Father has life in himself, this life that we're talking about, this life, life eternal, life everlasting, hallelujah, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Oh, glory to Jesus. Marvel not at this. Verse 28. For the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good to the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, the absence of good in its best connotation, unto the resurrection of damnation. Hallelujah. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, the significance that and value and virtue that God placed on us doing good. Hallelujah. On us doing what is right according to his sight. Amen. Forget about quote unquote doing the right thing, because the right thing could be anything depending on who you're talking to, especially in this age which we live, where man seems to be more double-minded and more twisted than he's ever been. Amen. And literally twisting the word of God to form it and shape it, to make it to fit his agenda. No, to do what is right in the sight of God Most High. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so God put great value and virtue on us doing that which is right according to his sight, on doing good. Simply stated, doing good. Amen. Unto the resurrection of life. Amen. Because life and goodness go hand in hand. Life and goodness and love, all of those things of virtues or fruit, amen, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. And all you need to do is run to the end of this book. Amen. To the book of Revelation. And John, this same John, as a matter of fact, hallelujah, paints even a clearer a view of this judgment that is to come. Take a glimpse, if you will, at Revelation, the 19th chapter. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll just read this into your hearing. Amen. Revelation 19 and 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. That's capital F and capital T. And in righteousness he doth judge, come on somebody, and make war. See, we got this notion of Jesus as some namby-pamby guy in a long robe walking around in sandals and long hair and tiptoeing through the tulips type of guy, you know, that never hurt a fly, never did it, and don't love. We just love. We just all about love. We just all. But no. You have to get things in the right context. You have to know that you need to read. Let me slow down. I offer to you and suggest to you that you consider the whole entire Bible, amen, in the right context, you all, amen. In that God is the Father is not to be played with. Hallelujah. God, yes, he is love, but he's also a God of justice and a God of righteousness. Amen. He is a God of wrath. Hallelujah. And his wrath will pour out, hallelujah, on the children of disobedience. Amen. And he has given, Jesus just said in our text back in John, that he's given this authority, hallelujah, unto the Son of Man, unto his Son, his only begotten, his only birth Son, amen, to execute this judgment. Amen. Hallelujah. In Revelation 19, you get the picture. His eyes, verse 12, Revelation 19, 12. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Hallelujah. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Glory to Jesus. This is what we're looking at in the Gospel of John. Y'all know we started off talking about in the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. And the Word was God. The Word was with God. Hallelujah. And this is a title, amen, that our Lord bears on his second advent, his literal stepping foot back on the earth. Amen. Is called the Word, capital W, of God, capital G. Come on, somebody. And the armies that were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, and white and clean. And out of his mouth, hallelujah, goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations, plural, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. Amen. A rod of iron. God is not playing. The Lord is not playing, folk. And he treaded the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King, capital K, of Kings, capital K, and Lord, capital L, of Lords. Hallelujah. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the heaven, in the midst of the heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat flesh of kings, small K, and flesh of captains, and flesh of mighty men, and flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and slaves. Amen. Hallelujah. And both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their in armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Hallelujah. You can read it for yourself. It's in the book. Hallelujah. Now, here's the thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're talking about this first and second resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Over in verse, hallelujah. Amen. Of the first, of John, of the Revelation chapter 20. In verse 5, it talks about, and I'll just read it, but the rest of the dead lived not until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed, verse 6, chapter 20 of the Revelation, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so the second resurrection is referred to as the second death. Hallelujah. And this is the context. This is the matter that our Lord is speaking of back in our text, our study in the Gospel of John in the 5th chapter. Hallelujah. In verse 29. In verse 30, our Lord goes on to say, I can't of my own self do nothing. Yeah, neither can we. Amen. If the Lord makes that declaration, what about us? I can't of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. Now see, that's one of the other things I love about the Lord is he is a just God. He is a right God. He is a good God. In these last 2,000 years of his age of grace only proves to demonstrate his goodness, his grace, his justice, and his mercy, and all of those things that we love to talk about him while neglecting the other part. Hallelujah. Amen. I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father who has sent me. Yeah, that's wisdom right there. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. More wisdom right there. Hallelujah. There is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. See, we have to forget about what trying to defend ourselves and trying to establish ourselves. I was just reading a devotion today in the text and Proverbs, and I don't have it before me right now. But it says something to the essence that we a man ought not to seek or search out his greatness. Amen. His own greatness. Amen. And it says something to that degree. I wish I had it before me. I'd run and get that. But what we ought to be, here's where I'm going. What we ought to be searching out. Hallelujah. are the secret things that belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. Of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. How we may please God. How we may imitate him and be followers of him. How we may do that which is right according to his sight. To glorify him in all that we are in every fiber of our being. Not only now, but set ourselves through to eternity. Hallelujah. Paul says, seek not those things that are temporal, but look unto those things that are eternal. Hallelujah. Seek ye first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things he'll add unto you. Yeah. Because he indeed provides our every need according to his riches and glory. Amen. Amen. And so Jesus said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that bears witness of me. And I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. And you sent John, and he bore witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that you might be saved. Yeah. He was a burning and a shining light. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. Yeah. And the Father himself, who has sent me, hath borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him you believe not. That's powerful right there. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have his word abiding in you, he says, because if you did, hallelujah, you would believe the things I say. And then he challenges them. Now the Lord is bearing down on these boys now, y'all. He's taking them. He's going literally down their road right now. Amen. And the thing that they pride themselves in, even to this day. Hallelujah. You're talking about the religious folk. Amen. Hallelujah. Search the scripture. Yeah. For in them, you think you have eternal life. Yeah. See, he just described what life was back over in 25 through 26. Amen. He just talked about that life. Now, all respect to the Holy Scriptures. Amen. They are holy and hallelujah. They are of God. They are given. They are holy because they are given by inspiration of God and they pertain to God and are about God. Hallelujah. Amen. But life, eternal life, hallelujah, is in the word, not the printed, not just the printed word is a reflection of the true and living word, which is Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. The word. Amen. Remember, we read it in the beginning of this Gospel of John, and we just read it over there in the book of Revelation in the 19th chapter. He is literally the word, capital W, of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the tragedy is, and the danger is that when we put more merit and give more authority, amen, to the printed word, small W-O-R-D, and set ourselves to please the things and to honor and to obey the things that we think, yeah, are giving us eternal life, and that's what the Lord is saying here, then listening to and obeying the capital W-O-R-D, hallelujah, who is alive and sharper than any two-edged sword. He is alive. Hallelujah. Not only is it, and the words that we read here are alive because they are his words. Are you following us? Are you getting what I'm saying? I pray I'm coming across because they are his words. If they were not his words, then they would be of no more of value of virtue than whatever they said to us. Yeah, and somewhat they do. You follow what I'm saying? But to go beyond that, to get life out of them, the life he's talking about, the life eternal, we have to read and we have to hear, hallelujah, with the Spirit, capital S. We have to, oh, Lord Jesus, help me to explain this. Listen to what the Lord is saying here, y'all. Look at this text. John 5:39. Search the scriptures, the Lord is saying. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they that and they are they which testify of me. You see what he's saying? That they are testifying of me. All these 66 books that we have in this holy text, amen, they testify of Jesus Christ. And all 66 of them are sufficient, amen, for your salvation. Hallelujah. And you'll spend the rest of your life here on this earth trying to attain and apprehend these 66 books. Forget about trying to run to the other 30-something books or more than that and holler about, well, I need all of them to be able. You can't deal with the ones you got. You need to worry about the one. Pour into what you have. Amen. For that which you have is sufficient. Hallelujah. Unto your salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because why? Because they testify of Jesus Christ. They testify of the capital W O R D, the Word. Amen. And then he is ministering to these boys. He's speaking. He's not withholding any. He's not mincing his words. And you will not come to me that you might have life. Hallelujah. But I receive not honor from men. Yeah. But I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another come in his own name, you will receive him. Yeah. How can you believe who receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Hallelujah. Therein again is wisdom. Amen. The only honor as the elect of God that has any virtue, that has any riches, that has any true honor, is that honor which comes from our Heavenly Father. Amen. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. Yeah, because Moses established these things. Moses set these things before them. For here's the testimony, verse 46, John 5:46. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Powerful. Powerful, y'all. Hallelujah. And then John chapter 6. Whew. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. After these things, well, Jesus needed a break. I feel like I need a break now. Thank you. I felt like I was gone on off with the Lord for a minute there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I was feeling you, Lord Jesus. Bless your holy name. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. And when Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come unto him. And he said unto Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to try him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 denarii's worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there's a lad here who hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Hallelujah. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sitting down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing may be lost. Now you see how, thank you, Holy Spirit. Look at the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, oddly enough, we don't talk much about the faith of Jesus. Amen. But our Lord has faith. Paul talks about the faith of Christ a lot. Amen. And that was a word, hallelujah, of faith. Hallelujah. And our Lord has faith, immeasurable, unfathomable faith. Hallelujah. Faith without, like his grace, without measure. Hallelujah. He said he said to his disciples, gather up, hallelujah, the fragments that remain, that nothing may be lost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I tell you what, when the Lord prays, hallelujah, there's more than enough. Hallelujah. When the Lord provides, hallelujah, he provides our every need according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for God. Therefore, they gathered them together. Chapter 6, verse 13, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above that which they had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into this world. This is of a truth. That prophet that should come into the world. Hallelujah. Ah, bless you, Jesus. When Jesus, therefore, perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when evening was come, now let me just stop there and talk about this matter of force and this idea of and this downright misuse of the text that the kingdom of heaven suffer violence and the violent take it by force. Amen. God has not called us to violence. Amen. He is not a God of violence, and he has not called us to violence per se. Amen. As we understand violence. Amen. And so in that text that whereas that scripture came about, I pray that you go back and search that matter. And I'll just cut to the quick with it because I'm running out of time. But in that text, if you will observe, is that, first of all, our Lord was talking to the Pharisees, religious folks, right? And in that same general area in that text, he says, he talks about the children that piped in the marketplace and they wouldn't come and they wouldn't dance with them. Well, the point is that Jesus was saying to them, in essence, is that those that were not expected, those that were not of the household of Israel, those that were not, if you will, preordained, pre-elected, were not the so-called elect of God. Hallelujah. When they heard the good news of Jesus Christ, when they heard the glad tidings that went forth from John the Baptist, hallelujah, they are the ones that came out from the highways and byways and from all the nooks and crannies and from all the dredges of life, all of the prostitutes, the thieves, and all that you wouldn't expect to see in the kingdom of God. When they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, they came and they came unto John and came crying out to be baptized, and came, hallelujah, in multitude and throngs, much as those came out that followed Jesus, amen, that came unto him, amen. And he was saying unto his Pharisees, these Pharisees and Sadducees and religious folk, is that the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence, because these unexpected folks, these folk that were not supposed to be of the house of Israel, amen, they are coming to be saved. They are coming and receiving the grace, and in response to the good news of Jesus Christ, they are come, hallelujah, in throngs and in the multitude, amen. And these violent people, these heathen, these folks of no pedigree and of no place, they are coming to receive that thing that I have come to give unto you. And they are taking it, hallelujah. They are coming to it, and they are crying out, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. And you are standing here speaking to the Pharisees and religious folk, amen, and you won't lift a finger, not only to help them, but you won't lift a finger, hallelujah, to receive your own king, amen. And now these folks over in John 6, they were coming to take him out of time. This was not his time to manifest his kingship and his authority on earth. We read about that earlier over in Revelation 19th chapter. That is the right time. That is the right season when he will come to establish his kingdom on earth. Now he was here, hallelujah, as the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. And so the text says that he departed when they attempted to take him by force and to make him a king. He departed again. It's amazing how the Lord can just slip right through a crowd. He can just literally seem to make himself invisible and just slip through a crowd. Hallelujah. Amen. And verse 16, and when the evening was now come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a boat and went over toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. And so when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near unto the boat. And they were afraid. But he saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid. Hallelujah. Then they willingly received him into the boat. And immediately the boat was at the land to which they went. Hallelujah. The day following, when the people who stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there, except that one into which the disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Nevertheless, there came other boats from Tiberias near unto the place where they did eat bread after the Lord had given thanks. And when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took boats and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou here? Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto them, answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. You see, the natural man, hallelujah, even to this day, is seeking the Lord, not necessarily for his miracles, hallelujah, not for the things that are even eternal, and for the things that are of life, hallelujah, but life eternal. But they are yet seeking him for things that are temporal. Amen. Things that are of this life only. Amen. And that ought not be. And this is what the Lord is rebuking them concerning. They were just looking to Jesus for a meal ticket. Amen. And Jesus has said, no, 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 no. You got your priorities twisted. Amen. Amen. Look. Verse 27. Labor not for the food, for the meat which perishes, But for that meat, for that food, which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him God the Father seal. Hallelujah. And they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? See, that goes back to the natural man. You know, the natural man is just seemingly not comfortable. Amen. Until they of our own doing and our own strength. Amen. I guess it had something to do with the way when we were made and the way we were ordained and the way God established us back in Genesis. But we feel like we have to do, if we don't do this thing, it ain't going to get done. We got to do this thing. And the first thing they asked, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And here you go. See, the Lord make you think about things. And I'm going to have to leave off right here, and prayerfully you'll think about this one. And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God. Come on, somebody. That you believe on him whom he has sent. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, in the natural, you will say, is that all I got to do? And that makes it hard for the natural man, even to this day, to receive Christ Jesus, amen, and his saving work, hallelujah, on Calvary's cross, hallelujah. Because he says, here's the work that you must do, is to believe. And I'm not talking about some, and he's not talking about some intellectual assent. Is, oh yeah, I heard, I believe. No. This believing is a matter of clinging to, is a matter of holding to for dear life, is a matter of trusting in, is a matter of believing in, is a matter of hoping in, is a matter of abiding in, that kind of believing, a matter of turning, hallelujah, from your own ways and turning your heart toward God to seek after him wholly and completely, hallelujah, to present your bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord, to obey him, hallelujah, in all things, to do that which is right according to his sight, hallelujah. Listen, I have to go. My time is up. I thank God for you logging in and locking in, and I pray that you will are receiving these, and because freely we have received and freely we give, and our desire is that I'm not interested in making merchandise of you, and I'm surely not interested in trying to make merchandise of the Word of God. This is the Word of God, and as he said, freely you have received, freely give. Freely give. Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing. Amen. We trust that you will pray and seek God, that you will search your own God, own heart, and that you will consider, hallelujah, partnering with us or sending us an offering, hallelujah, a gift or an investment. Hallelujah. I want to change the terminology on this matter of giving and invest, because the Lord say, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Amen. And so I want us to start looking to this thing, not as a write-off. Amen. But I start looking at it toward, as the old folks used to say, sending up our timber. Hallelujah. Laying up in store. Hallelujah. Our treasures in heaven. Amen. And I want you to responsibly, and I want you as good stewards of what God has blessed you with, seek God's will concerning whether or not at all that you should even lend toward, contribute toward this work. Amen. And whatever the Lord tells you to do, and whatever your own heart tells you to do, I pray that you will obey it and you will do accordingly. Hallelujah. That God may be glorified, y'all. That is the bottom line. That God may be glorified. That is our prayer and that's our heart's desire. Hallelujah. So listen, until next time, we pray that the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. The Lord continue to make his face shine upon you. And the Lord continue to be gracious unto you and overtake you with his peace and his joy that passes all understanding, with his love that passes all knowledge. We bless you and thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God. Amen and amen. God bless y'all. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.